Hello, I'm James McGarry, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2316, recorded on Thursday, the 20th of March, 2025. Jill Jewell joins me, and together we will bring you local news, letters from the evening news, and our first feature, the local history spot, which this month tells us about the frolicking that went on in Thorpe in the 1820s. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with more news stories, information desk, and a second feature promoting of a local history project called Silver Wings. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. There's been a knife frenzy on Prince of Wales Road, an award-winning musical announces a five-week run, and a multi-million pound construction training facility will combat a skills shortage.
A city stage will be filled with revolting children as an award-winning musical based on one of Roald Dahl's best-loved books comes to Norwich for 5 weeks. The Royal Shakespeare Company's smash hit production of Matilda, the musical, will play at the Norwich Theatre Royal from August the 8th to September the 8th, 2026. The show, about a strong and determined heroine with a vivid imagination, has won more than 100 global awards, including 24 for Best Musical. Hannah Crouch, Friends and Supporters Manager at Norwich Theatre, said, "We are so excited for this West End smash hit to return to Norwich following a sold-out visit to Theatre Royal in 2019. As always, the best way for people to get their preferred tickets when they are in such high demand is to become a friend." A film adaptation received its world premiere at the London Film Festival in October 2022 and can now be watched on Netflix. This tour marks 15 years since the show first debuted, and it has now been seen by 12 million people across 100 cities around the world.
A man suffered serious leg injuries after being hit by a car during an altercation at a park and ride site, which is currently closed due to an unauthorised traveller encampment. Police are investigating an incident of a fray and grievous bodily harm following an altercation involving a number of people at the site. The man, in his 30s, has been arrested on suspicion of GBH and was taken to Wyndham Police Investigation Centre for questioning, where he remains. A spokesman for Connect Bus confirmed it was still shut, with a timescale for reopening of the site unclear.
It was built to provide luxurious homes for city folk wanting to combine the tranquility of living by the river with the vibrancy of city centre life. But people living in St Anne's Quarter in Riverside say their plush homes have become ruined by a host of ongoing issues that the developer behind the complex, Orbit Homes, has failed to fix. These include a broken security gate, which flat owners say have enabled yobs to break into the grounds and vandalise the building, along with a malfunctioning alarm system and power cuts. A spokesman for Orbit Homes said the firm is working hard to engage with residents to deal with the problems and has been reviewing and improving security measures. James Dimond, who lives in one of the 86 apartments in St Anne's Quarter, said, "Following multiple false fire alarms, which was a huge waste of public money, residents have now had a main gate permanently locked with a bike lock by Orbit. This means access to the courtyard is now through an area that was previously cordoned off because large pieces of metal and panelling had been falling off the roof, posing a danger to tenants. Also, because the security gate is broken, vandals have been able to break in and leave graffiti and drug paraphernalia strewn across the yards." Norfolk Fire and Police Services said they are aware of the issues at St Anne's, having been called to the development multiple times in recent months, with efforts ongoing to monitor the situation.
A Norwich College's new £4.4 million construction training facility hopes to help reduce the region's skill shortage. City College Norwich officially opened its construction skills hub. It will initially train the next generation of electricians and plumbers, two trades with a pressing demand for skilled workers. The two-storey building is located next to the college's bricklaying, carpentry and joinery workshops on its Ipswich Road campus. Each floor is divided into two large workshops, with the ground floor for the training of plumbers and the first floor for future electricians. Each workshop features 10 bays and several large workbenches for practical learning. The Construction Skills Hub was opened by the government's Skills Minister, Jackie Smith. Despite a skills shortage across the east of England, construction output is growing at an annual rate of almost 3%. The Construction Industry Training Board, CITB, forecasts that almost 4,000 extra workers will be needed each year to meet the demand over the next 4 years.
The region's most senior health boss has stepped down from her role with a scathing attack on the government's plans to reform the NHS. Dame Patricia Hewitt has resigned as chairwoman of Norfolk and Waveney's Integrated Care Board, ICB, after voicing deep concerns about the latest restructuring of the health service, which were announced by ministers. These include the abolition of NHS England and the halving of ICB budgets. She also criticised what she described as appalling treatment of non-medical health staff by politicians. Dame Patricia is one of the most influential figures on health and has been chair of the Norfolk ICB since 2022. She was awarded a damehood in the New Year's Honours List. In a statement announcing her retirement, she said, "The last 8 years have been the most fulfilling time in my working life." She added, "There simply won't be capacity for system leadership. So when ministers and MPs complain about Hospital X's lousy performance, they need to remember they scrapped the system working that was an essential part of sorting out the top performance issues."
A knife-wielding thug stabbed three men in a 15-minute stabbing frenzy in Norwich's Prince of Wales Road. Paul Leeming, now 22, was just 18 when he launched the horrifying attack in the early hours of August 2021. Norwich Crown Court heard that he had been drinking and taking drugs before joining a street brawl outside Piccolo's fast food restaurant. One victim, who had tried to help, was stabbed in the back and hand. Another, trying to break up the fight, suddenly felt blood soaking his back. The third was knifed in the stomach moments after being punched in the face. One needed more than 20 stitches and now lives in fear of being attacked again. Leeming was arrested at the scene, but police never found the knife. He was jailed for 7 years.
Two people have been caught watching YouTube videos while driving on major roads in Norfolk. They were spotted during Operation Tramline. The operation was carried out on the A47 and A11 from March the 1st to March the 8th, with a total of 132 vehicles being stopped and 137 offences uncovered. Of the total offences, 10 were for using a mobile phone while driving, 22 for not wearing a seatbelt, and 19 offences were dished out for uninsured vehicles. Drivers caught using a mobile phone behind the wheel could receive a £200 fine and 6 points on their licence.
A burst water main led to a huge flood on a busy Norwich road. The incident took place in Dereham Road, Norwich, near the Guardian Road roundabout, which caused issues for drivers. Anglian Water confirmed that it had isolated the burst, with the water supply set to return immediately to people affected. Traffic near Dereham Road was described as horrendous as rush hour approached. It appears that the cones put in place did little to stop drivers from attempting to go through Dereham Road towards the Aldi in Larkman Lane.